When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Maria, not a real name, said, I'm really thrown for a loop here, hoping you guys and your listeners can give me some clarity on this.
Okay.
I was involved in a car accident and called my husband from the scene. The first thing out of his mouth was it your fault? Kind of freaked out on him. I guess I expected him first to ask if I was hurt and then what happened, but he jumped right to worrying if I was to blame and having to pay for everything.
Okay.
And so what if it was my fault? It wasn't. But would that change how he treats me? It just really hurt me and worries me now about what his priorities are. Should I be concerned or just kind of chalk it up to him assuming I was okay because I was calling him?
Right.
What if I get really sick? Is he going to worry about the hospital bills? I was just, like I said, thrown for a loop because this is kind of like the first disaster we've had to go through in our marriage.
Maybe he was assuming that, okay, she's fine. She's calling me. Was it your, it was kind of an abrasive.
But the first thing out of his mouth is kind of almost accusing her. causing it instead of asking. And I will say this, my poor, dear, beautiful, kind, loving husband.
Yes, loving, absolutely.
Has had to be put in this situation a couple of times.
Because of you?
It wasn't my fault. Many times I have been in the middle of, multiple car accidents.
Just earlier this year.
Yes, in June.
Yeah.
But I've been in three, multi-car where I'm in the middle, kind of accidents.
Yeah, exactly. You're sandwiched.
And yes, the most recent one, I was on the Gene Snyder.
Yeah.
It was a really bad, scary place to be in. I was okay. And... he's texting.
So
did that mailbox jump out and attack you? Yeah, okay, that's great. Listen,
yeah, Kelly, did the mailbox attack you?
What I'm saying
I'm
trying to compliment. So the first thing always is, are you okay?
See, okay,
he
there you
always
go.
Ask me, you even should have when the led mailbox with that. Jumped out and hit me, you are you okay?
But I could also see if after so many of those phone calls, if one of his responses, I would almost understand if one of his responses are like, all right, so what'd you hit?
Never has been.
All right. Or whose fault was it?
Never has been out of that is the first thing is always, are you okay?
Okay. That's great. That's great.
Yes.
But I'm just saying I could almost see where that could be
right.
a response.
But he doesn't. Even when the mailbox has jumped out to get me a couple of times.
Well, and I those mailboxes are wily. They're always darting here and there.
Are you okay?
They just stay in one spot. It wouldn't be a problem. Those damn mailboxes made of brick.
Not about me. It's back to Maria. Anyway, what I'm saying
back to Maria.
Is what I'm saying is.
The heat lamp is a little too hot on Kelly right now.
my husband has always put my safety first.
See, there you go. You should have led with that. But, because the way you were going down that rabbit hole made it sound different.
Asking, are you okay?
See, that's
regardless.
Good. That's good. See, I get the phone call. I don't get phone calls from my older two daughters. I don't. They text.
They go straight to mom?
Well.
They text. Okay. They text.
But if they do call me, that is the, okay, what's happened? So.
Oh, so you say what's happened. You don't say, are you okay?
In my brain, I think to myself, okay, something's happened. Prepare yourself. So then I answer. I'm just like, hello, and it's like, okay, calm down,
Let's calm down.
Exactly.
Yes.
I kind of almost prepare myself because they never call me otherwise.
Right. They're not just going to call you just to, hey, Dad, how's your day going?
How you doing? They're going to call me and go, something's wrong with the car. What do I do?
What do I do?
Yeah, exactly.
So, is should be she be concerned? Should this raise some sort of a little alert red flag that her husband went right to? Is it your fault?
So I guess we don't know, and maybe Maria, if you're listening, you can respond. Is this the first time? Or have
she says
you...
this is the first disaster we've had to go through in our marriage.
Okay, well, first disaster in her mind. Maybe there's been things other that haven't been quite as disastrous that she's called and said, okay, well, I accidentally hit the side of the house.
It jumped out and got me.
It got me. I accidentally hit the mailbox.
I think hitting a house would be a little bit of a bigger disaster. So this is kind of the first like big adversity,
right,
that they're facing as a couple, and he's reacting this way and it's worrying her.
Yeah.
So what do we say to her?
All right, that's great. We're back to square one.
Back to square one.
Great. All right. 502-795-1997. Don't know if you've got some sage advice for her. You've been in this situation. Maybe you could share your story and how it all played out to maybe ease Maria, or maybe give her the little like, there's maybe something bigger.
You're onto something with worrying about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. So we'll take your stories coming up. So Maria, not a real name, is worried about the reaction her husband gave when she got into a car accident and gave him a call. And he first words out of his mouth were, "Was it your fault?" So she's like, "Not. How about a hey? Are you okay?"
Exactly.
And now she's
kind of concerned about like how is he going to react if we face some other like bigger disaster down the road. And Chris texts, can't know for sure, but it sounds like he may be the one who maintains the budget.
Mm.
When times are tight, that stress is real and can cause people to focus too much on the wrong things. It doesn't mean he isn't worried about you. As someone who has received calls when someone is okay, when they're not okay, you can definitely tell the difference in their voice when they call. I would just talk to him about how that made you feel.
Yeah.
My wife had that conversation with me early on in our marriage and I adjusted.
Ah. See, there you go. Maybe it's just a conversation. Andrew, the love doctor, calls our show from time to time and dispenses his advice, though.
Dude, I'm just telling you right now, Kelly is spot on. I don't care how many times you're in an accident, your wife, spouse, whatever, the first question out of your mouth should always be, if you're okay, and let me explain that.
Mm-hmm.
If he's used to having two or three, you know, like she's been through it a lot.
Sure.
What if they've been fender benders the first couple of times, but the third time it's like traumatic, like it's serious, you know, it's a serious accident or she's seriously injured.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So yeah, if I'm her, I light his butt up. I light him up. Well, what is wrong with you? You know, have a conversation with him. He probably didn't mean it the way that it came across. If it's the first time it's ever happened, he's probably not familiar with how to react.
Mm-hmm.
But she needs to have a detailed conversation. This is your spouse, the person you vow to spend the rest of your life with. Think about that. Are you okay? Should be the first words always out of your mouth, whether it's spouse, daughter, brother, sister, kids, whatever. Always.
Yeah, she said she freaked out on him. But we need to circle back and just say, hey, just want to address that again because it really concerns me. That was your first thought.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's his first thought. What happens if she's in a serious injury and she's calling from an ambulance?
Yeah, why'd you take the ambulance? They're so expensive.
Yeah.
Could have called me. I'd have driven you.
Yeah. Or even better, put that bed up on a tow truck. Get that bad boy out of there.
Yeah, right.
Throw some dirt on it. It's going to be fine.
All right. So maybe you're just thinking, maybe not quite like a grounds for a, this is a problem. She should think about leaving him, but more of a.
But we have another conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's address the elephant in the room sort of thing.
Yeah, she just needs to know what his mindset was and what it is and what it will be. Because again, this is a person you married, right?
Yep.
You just didn't meet this person yesterday. So it could be a problem. It's not now, but it could be.
Andrew, the love doctor. Thank you, buddy.
Keep on loving, guys.
Now, Bethany chimes in on Facebook and says, I've actually been that person. When my husband was in an accident, I reacted in a way I was exposed to growing up. It definitely took a lot of communication with my husband and self-reflection on my actions and how to change them. Definitely communicate with him and work through it together. My husband and I have been married 11 years. This has happened close to when we first got married. So,
okay. Good thought.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And Kara, again, was kind of pointing to maybe money is tight, and that's why he was worrying about that, and that was kind of forefront in his mind when, you know, she called him about it. John says, as someone who deals with claims, That's a red flag. You never ask someone to admit fault unless it's your attorney and you know you're the only one in the room.
And you gotta call Top Dog Law.
Top Dog.
You heard?
No.
It's okay. You about to be paid. Yeah, Tanya says the same thing. Yeah, never admit fault at a scene.
Right.
Is exactly. It your fault? No one knows. No one knows if it is.
It's like, get that money. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about that.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, I think, yeah, you know what? Maybe not a red flag, maybe a caution flag, but yeah, some conversation with him and just tell him and, you know, maybe find out where he's coming from.
Sure. Elena says, I was in a wreck last week with my kids. No one was injured, thankfully. But when I called my husband, the first thing he asked was, is everyone okay?
Yeah.
And tell me what happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Not, was it your fault? So I feel like her husband was just wanting someone to blame for the accident. I'd sit him down, tell him how you feel, and see what his response is. Maybe he meant for it to come off differently than what it did.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted. Glad that you weren't hurt or anybody in your accident, wasn't seriously hurt. So.
Yes. But I think she needs to, again, convey to him, you know, now that you're not in the heat of the situation, like, hey, I need for your first response whenever something like this happens is to ask if I'm okay.
Yeah.
Worry about my well-being first, and then we'll figure the rest out.
All righty. Well, thank you again. Keep us posted. That's group therapy.